shifting her weight from foot to foot. After a long moment, a hooded figure stepped out of the dark and into the ruddy light of her hand lamp. She smiled anxiously.
"Hello," she said softly. "A friend asked me to..."
She paused and ducked her head a little, trying to glimpse the face under the shadow of the hood. You probably wouldn't be surprised at who she saw.
"Quoth?"
she said incredulously, looking around in sudden panic.
"My God, what are you doing in here?"
"Trespassing," I said flippantly. She grabbed hold of me and pulled me through a maze of shelves until we came to one of the reading holes scattered throughout the archives. She pushed me in and closed the door firmly behind us and leaned against it.
"How did you get in here? Lauren will burst the vessel. Do you want to get us both expelled?"
"They wouldn't expel you," I said easily. "You're guilty of willful collusion at the very most. They can't expel you for that. You'd probably get off with a fine since they don't whip women." I shifted my shoulders a little, feeling the dull tug of the stitches across my back. Which seems a little unfair if you ask me.
"How did you get in here?"
she repeated.
"Did you sneak past the desk?"
"You're better off not knowing," I hedged. It had been Billows, of course. Once I smelled old leather and dust on the wind there, I knew I was close. Hidden away in the maze of tunnels was a door that led directly into the lowest level of the stacks. It was there so the Scrivs would have easy access to the ventilation system. The door had been locked, of course. But locked doors have never proved much of a hindrance to me. More's the pity. I didn't tell Fela any of that, however. I knew my secret route would only work as long as it remained secret. Telling a Scriv, even a Scriv who owed me a favor, simply wasn't a good idea. "Listen," I said quickly, "it's safe as houses. I've been here for hours and no one's come even close to me. Everyone carries their own light, so it's easy to avoid them."
"You just surprised me,"
Fela said as she brushed her dark hair back over her shoulders.
"You're right, though it's probably safer out there."
She opened the door and peered outside, making sure the coast was clear.
"Scriv, spot check the reading holes periodically to make sure no one's sleeping in here or having sex."
"What?"
"There's a lot you don't know about the archives."
She smiled as she opened the door the rest of the way.
"That's why I need your help," I said as we headed out into the stacks. "I can't make heads or tails of this place." "What are you looking for?"
Fela asked.
"About 1,000 things, I said honestly. "But we can start with the history of the Ymir or any non-fictional reports of the Chandrian. Anything about either one, really. I haven't been able to find a thing."
I didn't bother trying to keep the frustration from my voice. To finally get inside the archives after all this time and not be able to find any of the answers I was looking for was maddening.
"I thought things would be better organized," I groused.
Fela chuckled deep in her throat.
"And how would you do that exactly? Organize everything, I mean?"
"I've been thinking about it for the last couple of hours, actually," I said.
"It'd be best to do it by subject, you know, histories, memoirs, grammars."
Fela stopped walking and gave a deep sigh.
"Oh, I guess we should get this over with."
She pulled a slim book off a shelf at random.
"What's the subject of this book?"
I opened it and glanced over the pages. It was written in an old scribe's hand, spidery and hard to follow.
"It looks like a memoir." "What type of memoir? Where do you put it in relationship to the other memoirs?"
Still flipping pages, I spotted a carefully drawn map.
"Actually, it looks more like a travelogue." "Fine," she said. "Where do you put it in the memoir travelogue section?"
"I'd organize them geographically," I said, enjoying the game. I flipped more pages. "Artur, Modeg, and... Vint?" I frowned and looked at the spine of the book.
"How old is this? The Aturan Empire absorbed Vint over 300 years ago.
"Over 400 years, she corrected.
"So where do you put a travelogue that refers to a place that doesn't exist anymore?"
"It would be more of a history, really," I said more slowly.
"What if it isn't accurate?"
Fela pressed.
"Based on hearsay rather than personal experience, what if it's purely fictional? Novel travelogues were quite a fashion in Modeg a couple 100 years ago.
I closed the book and slowly slid it back onto the shelf.